This is Morning Motivation for Educators on the Bee Podcast Network. Learn about all the shows at beepodcastnetwork.com. You'll hear from a variety of formal and informal educators who help put this podcast together. If you'd like to contribute your voice to this show, please go to morningmotivationedu.com to apply.
Good morning, my friends. I am Candace Noss, a physical therapist, a wellness coach, a disciple of Christ, and a mother of six. I created my business, the Mind Body Spirit Trifecta, where I am the liberator of love. Love for God, love for yourself, including your body, and love for others, even the prickly ones. I enlighten and empower others to elevate their mind, body, and spirit and own their divine greatness. Today is Thankful Thursday. What are you grateful for? What are some goals on the spirit side of the human trifecta that you're working on? Remember, there is a trifecta, three things that make us a human: a mind, a body, and a spirit. So are there any things that you are working toward in the spirit side? I am always praying for spiritual gifts. I wholeheartedly desire spiritual communication. I want to hear God, to receive revelation and inspiration with clarity. I strive to recognize the voice of my Savior in my life and act on the impressions that I receive. I want to trust my intuition and magnify the decibels of the still small voice. Today, I am so grateful for a quote I came across from Henry Eyring about recognizing inspiration and revelation. He said, "Repetition should rivet our attention." Now, I don't love the word should. I've spent way too much time in my life shoulding all over myself. So I'd like to change this quote to say, "Repetition invites us to rivet our attention." I love how recognizing repetition is a huge clue to revelation. I've been applying this in my life, and I am so grateful for this new understanding. When we are searching for answers, it is powerful to recognize repetition. By applying increased awareness to the things that repeatedly come to me, I have realized how effective it truly is to notice the repetition. When something catches my attention once, I take note of it or put a pin in it. When it comes up a second time, I take it off the shelf and really look at it. When it arises a third time, I no longer have any doubt about it. I can know with certainty that this is something special and divinely meant for me. I strive to hearken to those things that repeatedly show up in order to truly hear Him and act on revelation. I'm grateful for a loving God who will give us a second and third witness in answer to our prayers. I'm thankful to know that repetition invites us to rivet our attention. Are there things that just keep showing up for you in your life? I challenge you to recognize repetition as a way to receive revelation and inspiration from on high. Pay attention to the things that keep showing up for you. Remember, repetition invites riveted attention. Thank you for joining me today and for being part of my journey. I believe in you and I truly am thankful for you. If you'd like more from me, I invite you to listen and subscribe to my podcast, Designed for Greatness with Candace Noss. Grab my free video about taking your self-talk from crappy to happy. I'd love for you to join my Thankful Thursday email. You can always contact me through my email address. Links are all in the show notes. And remember, you are designed for greatness.
Thanks for listening. And whatever role you have in education, we have a podcast for you at beepodcastnetwork.com. Who among your friends and colleagues needs to hear this message today? Please share it with them right now. Do you want to save time on prep work, increase student achievement for all of your students, reliably meet Tier 1 standards? You can do it all, but don't waste another minute. Head straight to IXL.com/B to learn how IXL's research-proven teaching and learning platform can help you achieve these goals. That's IXL.com/BE.